As promised, a man who made history last night. The head basketball coach, Ed Fairley Dickinson. They beat Prairie View A&M 82-76. That was the school's first ever tournament win. Next up, Gonzaga tomorrow. He is already a jungle legend. Greg Herenda is my guest. Greg, it is so good to have you back. What's up? How you feeling?
Rome, I think you know how I'm feeling. It's a tremendous morning here in Salt Lake. The sky is blue and the mountains are white. And the Knights are balling tomorrow night against the Zags. So we're very, very excited and just happy for our university and our players.
Oh, my man, what a game last night. What an amazing game. There was so much emotion. I love the emotion that you showed, you and your players both showed on the court after that game. You were hugging them. Mike Holloway Jr. was talking to you. In fact, what was he saying to you, and what were you saying to him and your guys on the floor when that game was over?
Well, you know what? Mike Holloway, we don't text. My players, Rome, less of me is better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ride him hard. I coach him hard, but there's mutual respect and love. And before the game, Mike texted me a personal text, and he just said, "Coach, I told you, baby, I told you." And I just said, "Mike, I love you. I love you." And that's ultimately what it's about, man. And when you have the players not only playing for themselves, but playing for their school and their coach, and the coaches are just, it's just, it makes 35 years of doing this well worth it. And they were hard 35 years, but it's about the players, man. And Jahlil Jenkins, I don't know how much you saw of him. What did you think of him, Rome?
God, I was blown away. Greg, I thought he was absolutely incredible. I thought the kid was incredible. You and I talked about him on Monday, and then he showed his incredible game. He showed his even bigger heart. He took that ill-advised shot shortly before a timeout in the second half, and then he completely turns it around, and he dominates that game with 20 of 22 in the second half. What's it say about him, Greg, that he's doing that as a sophomore?
It's you know, my assistant then, he's now the assistant at St. Bonaventure's, Dwayne Lee, who played at St. Joe's and played at St. Anthony's. He dragged me out there to see him play, and I'm like, are you really? And you looked at him, but then you learned to love him. And right before the, I don't know if I'm being redundant, Rome, but right before the conference tournament, I told him, listen, Jahlil, you were in first, second, or third team of the conference. Let's show him now that you're the best point guard in the conference. And now he's showing he's one of the best point guards on the East Coast. And last night, man, I mean, Darnell kept us in it, and Darnell was awesome, but that second half, you hit it on the head. You know, he took the building over. I think he stole Reggie Miller's heart. I mean, what he does is infectious. I said it, and I'm glad, Rome, I came through with what I feel, because I say what I feel, and these kids are not afraid, and we're not afraid to be in Salt Lake and take on the Zags tomorrow night.
We're talking Fairley Dickinson Ball, head coach Greg Herenda, my guest. You did call your shot. Jahlil backed it up, and Reggie did love him. Reggie loved him. Reggie kept making the point, Greg, during the game that this kid can get anything he wants. He can get anywhere he wants. He can get anything he wants.
Yep.
Go back to Darnell Edge. I want to make sure we give him his credit. He had 18 of his 33 in the first half. He kept you in that game. You came on the show and told the nation how good he was, and then he hit 7-9 from deep. What do you make of how he showed up when it mattered most?
Now, Darnell Edge, if he doesn't have the first half that he has, Rome, we're not in the game. I mean, he was a man possessed. And we had a divine intervention in our pregame meal. Our president, Chris Capuano, spoke to the team. He's a big fan of our team and the university's doing great things. But he specifically told Darnell, just what I tell him, is just go get it. This is your moment. Be aggressive. And he had an eye last night. His numbers, I think, have to rate with one of the best performances ever in Dayton. And they're Curry-esque in the NCAA tournament. His efficiency rating was off. I'm not an analytics guy, but my assistants were just comparing him to things that haven't been done in a long time. But Darnell Edge, you know, he was the MVP of the entire game. Jahlil in the second half, but It's a great backcourt, Rome, isn't it?
It's a great backcourt. It's a great backcourt. Fairleigh Dickinson, head coach Greg Horenda, my guest. It's a great backcourt. But to that point, you've got a lot of talent on that roster now. But did you win that game with talent, or did you win that game with heart and character?
Every timeout, the team was assuring me, and especially Jaleel and Darnell and Mike, with their eyes, that we're going to be okay. Every time I'm like, okay, you're saying that, but we need to do it. You know, we were down 7.5, and they rolled it to 13 to start the second half. And it was like, okay, guys, I appreciate you being confident, but you've got to back it up. And we went to a little bit of a matchup, and we mixed up things. And then, you know, like Prairie View was shooting 32% going into the game and shot 75 in the first half. They made 15 threes, and we knew that couldn't sustain. And when they got a little bit cold, we made the run. And when we make runs, man, we make big ones.
Greg Horenda joining us. They couldn't miss from three, but you're right, you can't sustain that level. Now, you and I talked about your mantra. You will forever be judged by what you're not supposed to do. Teams
that
start the season the way your team started the season are not supposed to reach the NCAA tournament. You're not supposed to win when you get there. Teams are not supposed to come back from double digits down, but you did that too. How does it feel to do what you're not supposed to do?
It feels good for the plane ride, and now we have another opponent, and this is something that we're really not supposed to do. But when you do that, it's gratifying to see when I was getting interviewed by Dana Jacobson. I wasn't emotional until I got to the interview and I saw the players behind me. And when you're a young boy and you're a young coach, you dream about having a team jumping up and down, advancing in the NCAA tournament. And it just hit me all at once when I saw Jaleel's face and Darnell and the hug from Mike and our fans. We had a fan bus. They got up at 3:30 in the morning and came from Hackensack, New Jersey to Dayton. It's like a 9-10 hour, you know, ride. It's really, really, we got incredibly faithful and loyal supporters.
Listen, Greg, I was going to ask you about that. There's that video that got pushed out afterwards, and that fan bus came from Dayton, and you told them after the game, I got you. I've got you covered for dinner. They understandably went nuts. Finish that thought for me. What inspired that, and what does their support mean to you?
Oh, God. And these, our fans, they were, you know, just, they were students. They were people that really, quite honestly, couldn't, you know, afford to get a flight and jump on a plane, and people that work, and but people that just live and die and come to our games. So the least I could do is just, I had to extend my love, and I hugged them all, signed autographs. But I'm like, yo, man, we got to buy these guys, you know, lunch or dinner, and I got it. You know, we've got to. My mother used to say, "Rome," it's a great expression. I don't know on the West Coast if you hear it. You've got to ring the doorbell with your elbows. Have you ever heard that expression?
I have never heard that expression. What does that mean?
It means you're bringing something to the table. So you have a bag
Great.
Of donuts. You got a loaf of bread, and you ring the doorbell with your elbows. You're bringing to somebody. You're not taking. And my mother taught me that when I was a young boy. And if I go to somebody's house, and if I, you know, you bring the bottle of wine, you've got to do the right thing. Our fans deserve for me. To step up in a small little way, I rang the doorbell with my elbows.
Man, I could not love that any more than I do. We're talking to Greg Horenda. Listen, you made the point to me on Monday, Rome, we got to win. We have to win. We got to win a
That's
game.
Right. No.
And you did that. But at the same time, I want to go back to that point one more time. You are forever judged by what you're not supposed to do. Well, you're not supposed to do what you have an opportunity to do next. For a long time, the talk always was, eventually a 16 is going to get a 1. They did last year. UMBC did just that. I know you have immense respect for Mark Few and Gonzaga, but how nice is it for you to be able to point to UMBC and say, see, when you step on the court, the seating does go away, and it's just two teams playing basketball?
You hit it on the head, Rome, and I told my team this last night when we got into Salt Lake, and I can't say the words because I said I won't say them, and I'm not going to, but the seed, there's no seeds in tomorrow night's game where there's two teams, they're going to be wearing white, we're going to be wearing blue, And we've got to do everything we can to win the basketball game. And that means we have to play much better than Thursday night. There's no 16. There's no one. There are two teams that want to advance. And we have to be hungrier. We have to be solid from rock to rock bottom. We have to pass better. We have to guard better. We have to do so much just to hang around and stay around. And our guys will believe like they did last night. We watched film this morning after breakfast. We're on the bus going to practice, and we have a plan. And I know Mark's got a plan. He's a great, great coach, and I know he's a smart guy. So he doesn't take anybody lightly. They're not taking us lightly. So where they know Jahlil Jenkins now. They know Darnell Edge now. So it's a little bit of a chess match, but we have to outmaneuver them. But ultimately, we have to outwork them. We have to play basketball for 40 minutes. And again, I listened to Jalen Rose, and he said it: the best team always does not win in this tournament. And hopefully, I think maybe the best team won last night. I think ultimately, we were a better team, although they were very talented. Prairie View was well coached. You know, tomorrow night, William, I don't know if we're the best team, but guess what? The best team doesn't always win.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that sentiment 100%. Greg, really quick, before you go, you had another great quote I want to ask you about. Quote,
yep.
If any of the kids that are watching this tournament, I know you want to watch Zion and all the great ones. So do I. But these are the heroes. The kids that are like the people watching TV that get better every day. That's why March to me is mad. It's mad. Can you lay that out for me? What do you mean by that?
I just, it's so easy. I'll never forget the first home visit room I ever did. I was an assistant at Seton Hall, and the head coach couldn't make the home visit in Florida. The player's name was Roy Leaf. I got to the home visit. There was 12 people in the home visit, and I was nervous. I was a young assistant, and it was during the O.J. Simpson case, and they were watching it on television. I sat down. I didn't really know how to start the whole process, but I said to Roy, I said, Roy, listen, the heroes in your life are not the people on television. They're the people that you watch television with. And the same thing goes. Everyone looks at Zion and think that's your hero. The real heroes are the Darnell Edges, who had no scholarships, 17 years old, came on campus, 4 points first year, 9 points, 14 points. Now he's a star. Jahlil Jenkins, you know, we beat out Towson to get him. And guess what? No one picked him first team, second team, third team, all conference. And he owned Dayton, Ohio, last night. Those are my heroes. And that's what this tournament exposes. And you do such a good job of it, Jim. You look past the obvious, man. And the obvious is that the Dukes and the Carolinas and all the great teams, and they duly deserve credit. But there's so much more to the tournament than just that. And we have two jewels on top of the rest of our team. We're talented, man. Caleb Bishop goes up and down. We're a good team. Elijah Williams, Mike Holloway. I can't sell my team enough, but the heroes are the people you watch TV with, man.
The heroes are not the people on TV, but the people you watch TV with. My man, you got a million of these things, Greg.
I know.
Where do they come from?
I don't steal them. You know what?
No, you don't.
When I was a kid, I watched every talk radio. I called into John Sterling's radio station on WMCA in New York. I used to watch David Susskind in New York, Nick Schapp, Marv Albert, Bill Mazur, and now I can't tell you how much respect I have for you for the homework that you do. Colin, I don't want to bounce other names because I know you, what station we're on, whatever, but when I'm driving at night, Freddie Coleman, I listen to these guys, and it's just part of me. My brother and myself, we used to go in the backyard and not only play the game one-on-one, but we would be Marv Albert. We would do the starting lineups and run out one by one. It was a dream, and now the dream is real, and it doesn't seem real, but it happened, bro. It happened.
My man, you're beautiful. Greg freaking Horrenda. basketball coach of Fairleigh Dickinson, and they got their win. And next up, they've got an amazing opportunity. It's Gonzaga tomorrow, 7:27 p.m. Eastern. Greg, seriously, I could not be happier. I've made the point. You know me. I've been in this game a long time. I've been in this business a long time. They don't pay me to root. They don't pay me to root. They pay me not to root. I can't lie to you, brother. I was rooting yesterday. I was rooting yesterday. It was beautiful. Proud of you. Proud of your kids. You know what?
We felt it. Hey, Rome, before we go, we're going into practice here at the Utah Jazz practice facility. I have my radio show. I've been on your show a number of times now. At some point, I know you're busy, and I know I need to have you on WFDU so our fans back in Jersey locally can listen to you. And I want to talk about the Jim Rome story because I think there's so much more to you than what people see, and that's what we do on my show. The offer is there. I'm not going to bother you, but I just had Dick Vitale on last week. I'd love to have Jim Rome on.
I accept. Let's do this thing.
Money. Love it.
You got it. Take care of your business. I will take care of my business, and you and I will get together and chop it up on your show next, Greg.
You got it, brother.
Okay, man.
Bye,
take
Rome.
Care. Good job. Really well done. Greg Herenda is incredible. Fairleigh Dickinson. Hey, you know this has always been a big Mark Few house, a big Gonzaga house, and you know it is an FDU house. And as he points out, when the two teams play, forget about the seeds, throw it out. One team is in white, one team is in blue. Let's get it on, man. This is what the tournament's all about.